This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Luke here with SJ at Goldilocks.
We've had some people text in who sadly are working tomorrow.
Oh,
I know.
Sadness.
Massive shout out to John, who is driving for an insurance company and he doesn't get the day off.
Oh, no, that sucks.
That sucks. And Phil, who's working at Avionics 2000 servicing a plane.
Oh, boo. Well, I guess that's happened, doesn't it?
It does have to happen, yeah.
Yeah, because I've got friends who are working as well because I work in public transport. And when public transport's running...
It doesn't stop.
We have to work. Like,
yeah.
It needs to happen, so...
Unsung heroes.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
Good job.
Keeping the country moving while we have fun.
Now, speaking of fun, it's actually, for a lot of people, one of the most fun days of the year today.
Halloween!
How exciting!
Terrifying.
So it's the time of year when everyone dresses up and runs around and asks for candy and goes to big parties as well, which you went to on Saturday night. You went to a big bash.
It was so much fun. Any excuse to dress up, honestly, I will take it.
Yes.
So I was really torn with an outfit. I was going to come as zombie Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Decided that was far too hard basket.
Yeah, yeah.
Involved lots of effort. So instead, I bought myself a pantsuit and came as Hillary Clinton.
Oh, good!
It was so much fun. I got a wig online and my partner came as Donald Trump.
Perfect.
So ordered a wig as well, got the whole fake orange, like, you know, face paint and stuff.
Lots of orange.
It's so good. So if you want to check out what we looked like, it's on the Brekkie Bears Facebook page. So
yes.
Just Google Brekkie Bears and it's one of the pictures there. It was great. And at the same party, they were like, we had zombies. We had people dressed as Beetlejuice, bananas. Someone came from Orange is the New Black. Yeah, it was just the most fun party.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really good.
Very topical as well for you to be, you know.
Thanks.
I mean, elections
finger
in like
on
a
the
week
pulse.
And a half. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Spot on. Very good.
So what I wanted to find out is, first of all, did you go partying for Halloween this weekend? If you did, what did you come as?
Yes.
Or if you were kind of one of those lazy people who doesn't dress up, what was the best costume that you saw out there? Because there were some crazy people out
yeah.
on the streets.
I mean, I was walking around the city before I did Checkpoint on Saturday at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was walking around
nice
and there was, I know, there were costumes everywhere. People were going to parties or getting ready. So, you know, there's a special effects makeup place just down the road here in the city.
Really?
Yeah. So you can go there and get all the makeup. So you can do like actual scars. So you you get like the putty that you can put on your face and then you can actually like cut into it and mold it so it makes like scars and pus and stuff like
Yum.
That. So, you know, there were people walking around with some really cool stuff, like horns in their head with like the cracks and everything. Really impressive stuff.
I love Australians. The fact that everyone makes a really big effort for things like Halloween. You know,
yeah.
like no one's too cool for school and can't be bothered to dress up.
Yeah.
I really like that everyone's daggy enough to just go, screw it, I'm putting on a fantastic outfit.
Exactly. So get involved. What did you wear for Halloween or are you wearing? Or what have you seen? What's the best costume you've seen?
I love Halloween. It's the best holiday.
It is just so,
so
much fun.
Good.
Because most holidays, you know, it's like you give presents and you're kind of just at home and eating a lot. But Halloween, like you're out there in the open looking crazy.
Letting your inner freak flag fly.
Exactly.
Love
the best.
It.
So you had some messages in.
Yes. And so the party that I went to on the Saturday night was a gay couple who loved bits and pieces on Chapel Street. And they've just got a ridiculously good looking French straight flatmate.
Yes.
They both convinced him to dress in drag for the night, so he came as Conchita Wurst.
Oh, fantastic.
So good. And he actually, you know when straight guys kind of put on dresses, they're like, oh, I feel a little bit sexy. Oh,
right.
I've got long hair. And he totally embraced it. It was really fun.
So you'd say that he rides like a phoenix then,
he
for sure.
He totally rose like a phoenix. Yeah, so a big shout out to Alex, if you're listening. Thank you very much for the effort of dressing up and embracing the spirit.
Lovely.
You got a text message in, I think, Rob message.
That's right. So Rob went as a smashed avo, which is...
So good.
The hipster trend of breakfasts at the moment. Lots of talk about that. But he went as like an avocado that was just drinking a lot.
Oh, clever. Smashed avo.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the mortgage saver. So good.
That's right.
We had a text message in as well from Sasha saying that she saw someone on the streets who came as a bag of cocaine.
Oh, that's a whole bag.
A whole bag. Like cellophane and kind of powder at the bottom. Very right. clever. I think Luke said, that's you. I've got you down here. That you saw someone with purple horns.
That's right. So I saw, it was like a sort of big, chunky, beery guy. And he had, his beard was dyed purple and red. He had totally red face makeup and he had purple horns coming out of his head.
So good.
Just walking around the city just casually, you know, which is great. It's imagining them on public transport, you know?
Yeah, just like, hey, this is just how I roll.
And the looks they would get.
I was chatting to Alice, who's going to dress up tonight so that if kids come and trick or treat, that she's actually dressed as something. So she's going to come as a scarecrow and her flatmate's going to come as the farmer.
Oh, lovely.
Which is really lovely. Is trick or treating a thing
well,
in Oz?
Kind of. It depends on the area, I think. And there's a few different ways people go about it. So one thing I've seen, it's called like the Orange Balloon Project.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's sort of like it creates a safe space for kids to trick or treat. So what people do is they put a balloon on their mailbox and that lets people know that they have candy and that kids can go there and they're not going to get that awkward moment of like, who are you? Why are you knocking on my door?
Yeah.
Because it is not really a massive thing over here, you know? So if you have a balloon on your mailbox, that lets kids know, I have candy, I'm all for it, come knock on my door, show me your costumes.
That's
awesome.
Super clever.
Yeah, so it kind of lets parents know who are going around as
can
well.
Can we go trick-or-treating as adults?
I think it's a bit frowned upon, maybe.
Is it?
Yeah, I think
I reckon
so.
You and I could go, oh my God, we should go as Goldilocks and you can go as a bear. Why haven't we done this?
I think we need to have a child with us and it makes it okay.
Really?
So if we're going to steal a child.
Okay, great.
Can we borrow your child? Another cool thing I've seen too, though, is some people do a thing called trunk or treat. Have you heard of this?
No.
So they actually do, like, it's like a set-up trick or treating thing. They go to a car park, a whole bunch of people, they'll bring their cars, and they open up their trunks, and they have, like, candy and stuff, and it's just like kids can go from car to car, trick or treating, or trunk or treating instead.
That's very trailer trashy.
Yeah. So it's like, again, it's like this whole safe space thing because you know everyone's there for the same thing.
And in the public space, not hidden behind closed doors.
Exactly.
I don't know how I feel about that. It just feels a little bit like, you know, one of those tailgating parties, but with candy instead of booze.
Well, some neighbourhoods really get behind it and really like it because it's this totally safe, kind of friendly atmosphere.
Yeah, no, that is kind of cool. A whole lot of kids playing around in a car park. What's not trashy about that? Love it.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.